Australia's drug use is escalating to the point of crisis, following the most detailed investigation ever conducted. The report was released by the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission, which confirmed that ICE, or methamphetamine, is the drug of choice across the country, and it is the most detailed snapshot of drug use in Australia. The investigators sampled wastewater from 51 sewage treatment plants in Sydney, in cities and regional areas across the country. They were looking for 13 illicit and licit drugs, including methamphetamine, cocaine, alcohol, tobacco, and prescription drugs. Federal Justice Minister Michael Keenan says, sadly, it confirms what we already knew anecdotally.
The report highlights the fact that crystal methamphetamine, better known as ICE, is the most serious drug problem facing Australia at the moment.
The results show Western Australia and South Australia far exceeded the national ICE use average, while it was also on the rise in country Queensland, Victoria and Tasmania. Chris Dawson, the chief executive of the Australian Criminal and Intelligence Commission, says 18 countries test for drugs through their water, and unfortunately, we have one of the highest consumption rates of stimulants. Slovakia is the number one.
Of the countries that do wastewater analysis, Australia ranks second. It's not a ranking that we should be proud of at all. It's very concerning.
The tests also flushed out some surprising results. While the nation is gripped by an ICE epidemic, other lesser-known drugs are also on the rise. Oxycodone, or hillbilly heroin, topped Victoria and Queensland, particularly in regional areas. The drug that killed singer Prince, the highly addictive fentanyl, is escalating in South Australia and New South Wales. Alcohol and tobacco topped the Northern Territory, while ecstasy was the drug of choice in Tasmania. And the party drug, cocaine, was on the rise in the ACT. Mr. Keenan says it also spiked in Sydney, double the national capital city average.
Cocaine usage is particularly bad in Sydney. That we've had a spike in the usage of prescription drugs that are only available, such as fentanyl and oxycodone.
Mr. Dawson says the results of the sewage sampling will help authorities work out why there has been a spike in those drugs.
Now, whether that is all prescription dispensing or whether it's being diverted to an illicit market, that's the sort of information which will help us in our border protection, it'll help us in our local policing. It'll also help the medical authorities to understand better whether, in fact, there's over-prescribing taking place.
There is some good news, though. The use of MDMA, commonly known as ecstasy, is not as widespread as first thought. The wastewater sites will be regularly tested every 6 months to update the results.